This is Thomas B. Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, hoping that you will take just a few minutes out of your very busy day to study with us from the sacred will of God. The Bible is the Word of God. We can know that God exists, and we can know that the Bible is His Word. We can know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We can know that men can be saved by the grace of God. God loves man so much. He loves you. He knows about your problem, every problem you have today. He's interested in it and wants to help you. But you must listen to Him. You must listen to His Word and respond to that in faithful obedience. We want to begin a series of studies today in which we raise and answer the question from the Bible, can a sincere, zealous person be lost? Is being zealous and sincere enough to assure a religious person being saved? I want to say at the very outset that the Bible answer to that question is no. Tragically, so many people believe that the answer is yes. I hear so many people say of someone who is religious, perhaps even of some who are not religious at all, that at least he's sincere, at least he's zealous, at least he's trying to do what he thinks is right, and that's sufficient. But friends, let us raise some questions from ordinary life and apply the principle involved. Does being sincere and zealous keep poison from taking the life of one who has swallowed it? Let us suppose that a child sincerely thinks that a poison is candy or ice cream or something of the sort, and he eats it, likes the taste of it. Does the fact that he is zealous, does the fact that he is sincere, does the fact that he sincerely is mistaken change that poison into something that will be helpful to his body? We all know the answer to that. It doesn't change it at all. The poison is just as destructive to the body of a man or a child who is sincere as it is to the body of a person who isn't. It will kill a person who thinks that it's good food just as surely as it will a person who is trying to commit suicide. And so, you see, sincerity does not keep poison from killing us. Further, we raise the question, let us suppose that a doctor whom we may go to is sincere, but he sincerely makes a wrong diagnosis of what is wrong with us. Now, will his sincerity change that wrong diagnosis into a right one? Will his wrong diagnosis, if he treats the patient on the basis of that wrong diagnosis, save the life of a patient? We all know the answer to that. It doesn't matter how sincere a doctor is. If he makes a wrong diagnosis, that diagnosis is wrong. It is not changed into a right one by the sincerity of the doctor. A doctor who is sincere and makes a wrong diagnosis is just as wrong as a man who is sincere or who is insincere and decides that he wants to hurt the patient and makes a wrong diagnosis or tells the patient that it's something other than what it is. What about a pharmacist? We go to the doctor, he gives us a prescription for what he thinks is wrong with us, and so we go to the drugstore and hand it to the pharmacist. He looks at it, reaches on his shelf, he thinks that a bottle contains a certain drug that the doctor's prescribed, whereas it does not contain that drug. And it does the exact opposite of what that drug intended with the doctor to do. I ask the question, does the sincerity of the pharmacist change that a misfilling of that prescription into a correct filling of it? All of us know the answer to that without having anyone to explain it to us. Does the fact that a butcher in a meat market gives a person dog meat instead of steak, does that sincerity change the dog meat into beef? Everybody knows that it does not. My friend, sincerity alone does not save. Sincerity is necessary. You cannot be saved without being sincere. But just sincerity without truth will not save you. And I hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue our study. Is being zealous and sincere enough to save a religious person who is acting in that way? Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.